let's start off. On Wednesday, the Alaska State House set a record for the number of days it's gone without a speaker. Meanwhile, the Senate is moving forward with its work, but none of the bills it passes can be considered until the House is organized. Could this hamper the legislature's process moving forward?
It could delay some actions. Of course, we're moving our bills forward right now, but they have to go through usually a couple of committees, or sometimes three committees, before they're finished in the Senate. So it's not as if they're holding our bills up. That's not the case right now. It's important that we organize, the House decides to organize, so we can move ahead and deal with the budget and all the major issues that face us. But quite honestly, I think that they need to make sure they do it correctly rather than just quickly. You know, a 21-member House majority, well, first I understand that's none of my business. I can't tell them what to do. I wouldn't attempt to. But a 21-member majority in the House, it would be pretty difficult to, because one member could cause you to stop and not be able to do the things you need to do. So I really encourage them to have more than 21, maybe 25, 26, something like that.
And also on Wednesday, the State Education Commissioner, Michael Johnson, said that a review is needed to look at how the state funds public schools. He was asked this at a Senate Finance Committee. You're, of course, not on that committee, but you are the chair of the Senate Education Committee. Do you know what a review could entail here? What elements of school funding will be considered for change?
It's a very difficult thing to change, because there are so many elements, and for the communities I represent, I think the most important thing is that the formula allow for rural schools and smaller schools, and the foundation formula does that. It gives a credit area cost differential, it's called, and that just means that Anchorage has the base, because it's the largest school district. It's the least inexpensive because of the size of it. But the rest of us are given area cost differential based on the cost of educating kids in our district. So that area cost differential is really important. That'd be the most important thing to me, to make sure that that's done fairly.
And what do you hope to see with that?
Well, frankly, I hope they don't touch it. I mean, it's a big issue, and it's very hard to do, and it takes a long time. So, I mean, maybe there's some things in it that are unfair that need to be addressed again. And it's been almost, I think, maybe 18 years or so. So it's not a bad idea to address it, but it is going to take a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of focus, and not against doing it. I just want to make sure that we're treated fairly in the school districts in my Senate area.
Well, Senator Gary Stevens, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Good to talk to you.